And the man we're about to bring on the show, last time we talked to him, right, this season was getting ready, we said, hey, you know, a lot of people not really sure about this team, you know, not a lot of expectations around this team. He said, you know what, I could do my part in kind of keeping those things tempered. But he said there was something about this team that he really liked. Young group. And we welcome in Mike Gabinet, head coach of the Mavericks. Coach, I was just talking about how when I talked to you last time, before that Alabama-Huntsville series, you said, you know, there's something about this team that I really like. I think people are going to maybe be somewhat impressed, maybe surprised how this team looks. And so far, you guys are 4-1-1. I don't know if you guys had a number in mind when it came to those first few series, but a lot of quality hockey we've seen out of this group so far.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, you know, I just, again, you know, just dealing with the players and just, you know, just felt like we were organized this year and really liked, obviously, the returning players, but also the influx of 12 new faces there and their attitudes and their commitment level and work ethic. And they've just been getting better. They've just been getting better daily improvements. So it's been fun to work and grow. And obviously, lots left to do. And we'll get a very, very talented team in to play against this weekend. But, you know, we're taking small steps in the right direction.
I was reading something that former Mav coach Mike Kemp said about this group, and he said it reminded him a lot of the teams that he had early when this program got started back in the late 90s, and that is kind of, as you pointed out, a work ethic, a group that they know that, you know, maybe people aren't necessarily looking at them as the most talented team in the NCHC, so they're kind of trying to maybe make it their thing to outwork everybody, not cutting corners. Is that kind of what you've seen so far with this group?
Yeah, the longer I coach, the more I almost want to recategorize talent and add work ethic into that equation, because you know, when you're dealing with individuals that are committed to getting better, you know, they do, that's what they do, they get better. And obviously talent's almost a gift, and work ethic's a choice. And so it's really really fun to watch these guys play. And like you said, yeah, when, you know, some of our, when I was here as a freshman, mm-hmm. a lot of our older players, you know, Dave Noel Brunet, who's on staff with me, and some of the other, you know, guys that I look up to when I played here as a freshman, I mean, they were very, very hardworking players, and they kind of set that tone for how you played. And we were fortunate to have guys like, you know, then Andrew Wong and Dan Ellis and come into the group, and you add a sprinkle a little bit of, you know, quote unquote talent into the mix there, and it's a great combination. So, you know, we're fortunate to have a lot of these guys that are showing up, competing every day, and hungry to get better.
All right, Gabs, you can laugh at me if you want, but I, you know, I was watching that first series against Alabama Huntsville, and there were a lot of things that were kind of sticking out to me. And I know this is probably rare right out of the gate, and we talked about how little time you guys have to prepare for the start of the season compared to other sports. It looked like just the passing seemed a little bit more crisp than what we saw the last couple of years. It seemed like the spacing was pretty decent. And it just seemed like there were things that you don't typically see in the first weekend of college hockey, just because things are maybe still out of sorts. I just felt like a lot of little things in that Huntsville series really kind of showed up to where it looked a lot cleaner than maybe what we've seen in the past. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it just, again, comes back to just the summertime and just having adequate time to prepare. You know, when I step back and look at I'm starting my third year here, you know, that first year you're hiring a brand new staff. And then obviously after my first year there, we had a kind of a staff turnover there with one of our assistant coaches leaving for another program. And it threw a kind of a curveball to a lot of things. So then you're kind of, you know, panicking that whole summer with recruiting and hiring another person. And so really this summer was the first summer that I've had as a head coach to have the time to just really get comfortable with preparing properly, being organized, not hiring people, getting an incoming group here for July. And I think it's really, you know, short early on here where, you know, you can tell that, you know, practice has been great and guys have been getting better. So again, for me, just kind of reflecting back, it's sure been nice to see, just to see the progress made from an organizational standpoint as well.
Talking with Mike Gabinet, the UNO hockey coach, Mavs big weekend at Baxter Arena starting tomorrow night as they'll take on 11th-ranked Wisconsin, 7:07 puck drop both nights. Gabs, the point of emphasis. We talked about this before the season. We talked a lot about it last year. Overall defense play, what have you noticed so far from that group?
Yeah, I think, again, if you look at our leadership group with Dean Stewart and Ryan Jones back there, obviously two players with extremely talented individuals, but very, very good leaders and work ethic. And you know, we got those guys with Nate Kanepke back and an influence of a couple younger guys with Brendan Scallion and Kirby Proctor. And then we got Johnny Schultz and Jason Smallage and a couple of their new guys in the mix. So from a decor standpoint, I, you know, really like the way they've been playing so far, and just a team mindset of protecting the middle ice, being responsible with the puck, and playing five tight in that D zone, and really trying to limit their opportunities. And as the competition gets harder, that's, you know, gets more difficult. So you really have to have that commitment. We've talked about it from day one this year, just really being strong defensively and working from our back end out. And you know, so far so good. Just on making that improvement from last season.
Some of the freshmen that have stood out, one of the guys, Joey Abate, has made his three goals really count so far this year. What have you liked about his transition into the college game so far?
Yeah, he's a guy that, you know, came out of junior as a pretty good junior player, but by no means a superstar coming out of junior or a highly drafted player by any means. But again, just one of those guys we identified as high character individual that skates well, has got a great work ethic, and he's not afraid. You know, we got four or five freshmen that they will not be afraid when contact is made. And they're looking forward to a physical game and a highly competitive game and really, you know, wanting to compete head-to-head with their competition. And he's one of those guys, if you watch his game on Alaska, he, you know, wins the faceoff, gets knocked down, beat their guys up, refuses to get boxed out, going to net front, gets a rebound and puts it in. I mean, that's Maverick hockey, in my opinion. And those are the type of guys we want to play, especially with the competition we face. So there's a guy that does the right thing day in and day out. He's working. He's competitive. He wants to get better. And those are three big-time goals that you described.
Oh, we've seen some good netminders for the Mavericks. You go back to Ryan Massa and the Frozen Four run, and then Evan Weniger did so many good things before, you know, he graduates from the program. Now we see Isaiah Seville as a true freshman. I know a lot of excitement around this guy and what he could potentially do, and it looks like, again, just like talking about Joey Abate, seems like he's been getting more and more comfortable. What have you noticed from him?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I think just, again, the type of person he is, he's a competitive individual. He's working hard in practice. He wants to get better. Both goalies are competing extremely hard. And when you have that environment, it's necessary for everybody else to follow. And so he's been a real good addition to the program. I mean, he skates at an elite level in the net. And, you know, he's making the saves he's supposed to make. And if you look at our league or the successful teams in college hockey, they all have very, very solid goaltending, you know, from Minnesota Duluth or whether it was Denver, or, you know, pick a team you want, and they're good in the back end. So again, just really nice to have a couple of players that are showing up every day working and giving ourselves an opportunity to be successful there. And Isaiah's obviously doing that very, very well here for us early on.
And Gabs, two guys that I've been impressed with the last couple of years, and a guy that I'm not shocked to see leading the Mavs in points so far, and really just his ability to just his vision on the ice. Tristan Keck, he's got good speed, but we see him leading the team with 7 points. But also when you look at the leading goal scorer in Zach Jordan, I know those were two guys that we talked about in the preseason that you were definitely going to need to kind of provide that lift from some of your more experienced players. Safe to say you've gotten that from them so far?
Yeah, I mean, Tristan Keck, I think, unfortunately, he's out right now. We lost him. He's got a broken foot. You can believe it.
Oh,
so so we're going to lose him until probably Christmas or after Christmas. Anytime you lose your leading score, obviously that's a big blow, but that's an opportunity for somebody else to step up and fill his role. But, you know, just to speak positively about Tristan for a minute here, he's just, I mean, really growing his game. You know, he's always had that speed and, like you said, the vision and the touch around the net, but he really took his game to another level defensively as well. You know, he turned into our top penalty killer, probably one of our most reliable defensive forwards. He was out there playing the right way, and then he does have that speed and finishing ability that we all know about. So big loss for us, but, you know, I told him, hey, you're playing your best hockey, and you'll get right back to that when you get healthy again. And nice to take that step. And then, like you mentioned, Zach Jordan as well, you know, just a big guy that I thought, you know, against Huntsville and a few times, he's just really learning how to use his size and track down pucks and take pucks to the net. And again, you know, those are guys, like you said, that are going to be keys to us being successful, that they can continue to elevate their game and take on other teams' top players and play the right way and contribute offensively when it presents itself.
Lastly, you guys had a chance to see Wisconsin 2 years ago in Madison. This is a team, I think, from that point on, really kind of got things going here in the last couple of seasons. What has changed from that group, and what do you expect challenge-wise from the Badgers this weekend?
I mean, on paper, they're probably a top 3 to 5 team in the country, you know, just obviously with, I think they have the 4 first round NHL draft picks, or I don't know if they have 12 or 12 NHL draft picks on their team or whatever it is. I mean, they're just an extremely talented group of players with some very, very high profile individuals. So, you know, we got to be prepared for that and be smart. But like I said, too, I like our guys, and I think we got some guys that are just going to go out there and play and be excited for the competition, excited for the chance to show up and compete against these guys, and making sure we're focused on how we're supposed to play the game and be responsible and not, you know, make sure we're smart with the puck. And, you know, it should be a fun weekend here. So, but obviously a very talented team, but, you know, we're excited for the challenge as well.
I know you always want these guys to be kind of even keel, but did you notice a little extra intensity this week in practice, getting ready for this big matchup this weekend?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think you always got to have emotional control, you know, but I think there's you got to have a ton of enthusiasm and excitement and energy and passion, be ready to roll. And I love that from day one with this group. I mean, these guys are excited to be at the rink. They're excited to play. They want to play. They want to get better. And there's no different this week. Really, really sharp this week in practice. I told the guys today just about 20 minutes ago in our post-game scout here that, you know, that's the best I've seen them look down low, both defensively and offensively. And it's fun when you can tell those guys, honestly, they're getting better and they're growing. And so again, yeah, they're definitely jacked up for the weekend here.
UNO hockey coach Mike Gabnett as the Mavs take on 11th ranked Wisconsin tomorrow night and Saturday at Baxter Arena. 7:07 is the puck drop for both of those games. And the Mavericks now ranked number 20 in the top 20 poll. Gabs, appreciate it. Best of luck. Look forward to seeing you out there tomorrow night.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
It's going to be a fun one out there. Wisconsin, they are good. This is a very good hockey team. And you know, as Gabs mentioned a few weeks back when we talked to him, myself, a lot of people that follow this program just did not know what to make of what 2019-2020 would be for this hockey program. And he said it had been easy for him to sort of keep those expectations very tempered, but he didn't do that. He said he really likes his team, thinks people are going to be kind of surprised how good this team comes out. And so far, it's been solid. 4-1-1. We'll see what they can do against a very good Wisconsin team coming to Omaha this weekend. All right, in the 4 o'clock hour, going to be talking to Voice of the Huskers, Greg Sharp. We'll get back to our poll question of where you think Nebraska will finish these last 3 games. And your calls, 402-573-0590.